Welcome, everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive, really getting into the weeds of the April Stableford in the Lib Tour.
Yeah, we've got stacks of info here, hole-by-hole leader changes, final results, the team stuff, even the prize money.
Exactly. So the mission really is to piece together how it all played out. Who are the main contenders? What were those defining moments?
We'll start right from the off, track those early leaderboard shifts, see who got out fast.
Then look at the middle of the round, those crucial holes, and build up to what sounds like a pretty dramatic finish.
And wrap up with the team results, who won what, and what it all means for the overall Lib Tour standings.
Okay, let's kick things off. The first three holes.
Uh-huh.
Straight away, Terry Hare sets the pace, minus two, even parred the second hole, which is, well, never easy.
No, definitely not. Very solid start for Terry. But it wasn't like he ran away with it immediately.
No way. There was a whole bunch of players right there at even par. You had Greeny.
Peter Green, yeah. Bogey on one, though.
Right. Suki Saran, bit of an adventure for him. Bogey on two, then a triple on three.
Ouch. Yeah. That's Stableford for you.
Yeah.
Can happen quickly.
Then BGB, Danny Innes, Kyle Dean, Tony Money, or Dish.
Also a bogey on one for Dish.
David Washer, bogey on 1-2. Graham Marshall, positive John.
John Ashen, yeah. He had a double bogey on the first. Tough start.
Malp Dami, bogey, triple. Anthony Elisak, double, bogey. Justin Gledhill Carr, all there at even.
It's quite a crowd, isn't it? Just shows how competitive it is from the get-go.
Totally. And you see those early mistakes like Suki's triple, John's double.
Malk's triple, too. It really punishes you if you're slightly off.
Definitely. And just behind them, only one shot back at plus one after three.
Uh-huh.
Brownie, the club captain Lee Merriweather, Linus Bumbleys, Woody, DJ, Dicko, Sam Ryan, another triple on the third for him.
Wow, the third hole was causing some problems early on.
Seems like it. Janie Bartlett, 40, and Chef, all plus one. So a really packed leaderboard early doors.
And the teams, after three, Eurekas were out in front, minus four, thanks mainly to Terry Hare's fireworks.
Makes sense. Then it was really bunched up.
Incredibly. Bogey boys, balls deep, big sticks, regular flex, two ballers, all on three under.
Wow, okay.
Shanks and Big Hook were minus one. And swingers were sort of just finding their feet at even par.
That early team leaderboard really shows the impact one player like Hare can have, especially early doors in Stableford.
Okay, moving on. Six hole mark. Terry Hare actually extended his lead. Got to four under. Birdie on four, net birdie on five.
Going great guns.
But then a double bogey on the tricky sixth. Ouch. This felt like a bit of a punch after that start.
Oh, definitely. It just shows you golf gives and golf takes away, doesn't it? But still leading strongly. Who was making moves behind him?
Well, Peter Green and John Ashen both climbed up to minus two. Greeny had a par on five and a birdie on six.
Nice finish to that stretch.
And John Ashen birdied the fourth and parred the fifth. So both playing well. Justin Gledhill Carr was also doing okay, minus one after six.
And the guys who were even par before?
Danny Innes, Kyle Dean, Tony Money, Graham Marshall, they were all still holding steady at even par.
Okay. Anyone else making a noticeable move?
Brownie and Chef had moved up to plus one. And Darren Reed made a decent jump, birdied the six to get to plus two. Linus Bumbleys also birdied six to get to plus two.
So how did that affect the team standings after six? Eurekas still out front.
Yep. Eurekas held the lead, now at minus six. So despite Hare giving a couple back, the team was still improving overall. Bogey boys were second at minus five.
Closing the gap slightly.
A little. Balls deep were at minus three. Then a bit of a gap. Regular flex and two ballers tied at minus one. Swingers at plus one. And big sticks and shanks and big hook were both plus two. Starting to spread out a bit more.
Now the turn. After nine holes. Big change.
Oh.
Greeny takes the lead. Minus four. Steady finish to the front nine. Pars on seven and nine.
Ah, okay. So you played those last few holes well. What happened to Terry Hare?
He had a bit of a wobble. Double bogey on the eighth dropped him back to second at minus three.
Ah, that's tough. The eighth can be tricky. That's a big swing.
A huge swing. And then three players sitting at even par.
Right.
Brownie was there. Timu Jesus, despite a bogey on eight. And positive John, who had a rough end to the front, bogeys on eight and nine.
Yeah, that's costly. Momentum killer going into the back nine.
Definitely. BGB and Kyle Dean were at plus one. Kyle bogeyed seven.
Okay.
And Suki Saran.
Oh, dear. On his birthday. Bogey on seven, then a triple bogey on the ninth.
Oh, no. Not on your birthday. That's brutal. Puts him back to plus two.
Yeah. Charlie French also finished the front at plus two, had a double, a bogey, but then, crucially, a birdie on 9.
Ah, fought back a bit there. Good resilience.
Linus Bumbleys also +2. Darren Reed birdied 9 to get to +3.
Okay.
But tough front 9 for Sam Ryan. Ended at 7 over, even with a birdie on 9.
Yeah, shows how quickly things can get away from you if you have a couple of bad holes. So the halfway point team standings, big shift there too.
Yep. Bogey Boys took the lead, -6, likely thanks to Greeny's strong finish to the front.
Like serve.
Eureka's dropped to 2nd at -3, Balls Deep were 3rd at -2, Swingers were hanging in at +3.
And the rest?
Bit of a log jam at +4, Big Sticks, Regular Flex, and 2 Ballers all tied. Shanks and Big Hook were propping them up at +5. So, Bogey Boys in control at the turn.
Okay, on to the back 9 we go. This is often where things get decided. After 12 holes.
Greeny's still holding on. Still -4.
But not without drama.
No, he had a double bogey on 11, which is a tough hole. Shows he had a bit of a buffer, though.
Right. And Terry Hare. Still close.
Still right there at -3. But he also had some wobbles. A bogey on 11, a double on 12.
So the pressure's clearly mounting. Even the leaders are making mistakes.
Absolutely. It's hard to keep it perfect for 18 holes. And look who's creeping up.
Brownie and Timu Jesus.
Yep, both now under par at -1, continued their good run.
And anyone else making a charge?
Darren Reed. Big birdie on 11 jumped him up to +1.
Good for him. But positive, John.
A disaster on 10 for him. Double bogey. That really hurt his chances, dropped him down.
And Suki. Still tough going.
Yeah, still finding it difficult on the back 9. Tough day for him.
And the teams after 12. Bogey Boy still leading, holding at -6.
Solid.
But Balls Deep made a move, up to 2nd, -4.
Ah, okay. BGB and Brownie must have played that stretch well.
Looks like it. Eureka's were 3rd at -2, then Big Sticks and Swingers tied at +2.
What about the others?
Shanks and Big Hook were at +3. Regular Flex and 2 Ballers were struggling a bit back at +8.
Right, so starting to see a real separation in the team event now.
Yeah.
Top 3 pulling away.
Seems that way. Okay, let's jump forward. 15 holes played, just 3 to go. Where did Greeny stand?
Still leading, still -4. Parred 14, bogeyed 15. Must have been feeling the pressure, holding on.
I bet. What about Terry Hare? Had he recovered?
Ah, no, quite the opposite, actually. He had a really rough patch. Triple bogey on 13.
Oh.
Followed by a bogey on 14, dropped him right back to -2. Looked like his challenge might be fading.
Wow, big swing. But you said others were making ground earlier. Anyone get close? Gotta have a short memory in this game.
So true. Elsewhere, Danny Innes and Brownie both got themselves to even par, strong finishes looking possible. Lee Merriweather also got to even par with a birdie on 13. Charlie French holding steady at even.
Okay, lots happening.
Graham Marshall also still even par despite a few wobbles. Darren Reed, John Ashton at +1. Suki and Kyle Dean at +2. Dish was at +3. And Witty. Wow, net eagle on 14. Huge points.
What a score.
But then a double on 15 took the shine off a bit. Also ended up +3. Chef was +4. DJ +5.
Yeah.
Still so tight with just a few to go.
Yeah, that mix of scores shows just how much could change on those last couple of holes. One good swing, one bad mistake. Huge difference.
And the teams after 15. Bogey Boys still just ahead, 5 under. But Balls Deep are right there, breathing down their necks at 3 under.
Wow, it really was close.
Eureka's at 1 under. Shanks and Big Hook, he climbed to 1 over. Big Sticks and Swingers tied at 2 over. Regular Flex, 9 over. 2 Ballers, 11 over. Definitely looked like a 2-horse race for the team prize down the home stretch.
For sure. Bogey Boys, Balls Deep.
Yeah.
It was going to come down to who handled the pressure on 16, 17, 18.
Yeah, and then the climax.
So the stage is set for the final 3 holes. Greeny has the lead, but it's tense.
Absolutely. Anything could happen.
And it did. What a finish.
Terry Hare finished like an absolute train. Net birdie on 16, par on 17, climbs all the way back to 4 under par, snatches the individual win.
Are you serious? After the triple on 13? That is absolutely breathtaking. What a comeback. He just refused to let that bad hole beat him. Mark of a champion right there.
Incredible. But heartbreak for Peter Green. He led for so long that a blob and no score on the 17th.
Oh, no.
Finished tied on 4 under, but lost out on countback. IG rules, you know. Tough way to finish after being out front for most of the back 9.
Oh, that's brutal. It just shows. Every single shot counts, especially coming in. That 0-pointer on 17, devastatingly costly.
But how about Suki Saran? What a birthday present he gave himself. Finished with a real flourish. Net birdie on 16, and then a net eagle on the 18th.
Get in! An eagle on the last! Jump into third place at 1 under. Sensational. Especially on your birthday. Kept fighting right to the end.
Fantastic stuff.
Who else finished strongly?
Danny Yenis birdied the last to finish even par, taking fourth. Brownie's Stephen Brown also finished even par with a par on 18, securing fifth.
So two guys sharing even par.
Yep. Then Lee Merriweather finished plus one after a costly double on 18. Darren Reed also ended at plus one. Charlie French slipped to plus one too with a double on the last.
Seems the 18th was tricky as well.
It caught a few out. Kyle Dean finished plus two. Tony Money plus three, same as David Watcher. Linus Bumbley's finished plus three. But look at this, birdies on 16 and 18. Strong finish.
Nice way to end.
Graham Marshall ended plus three despite a double on 17 and a triple on 18. Ouch. Woody, Paul Wood finished plus four, and so did John Ashen after a blob on 17 and a double on 18. So yeah, fortunes really varied right up to the final putt.
Wow, what a finish. Okay, so that's the individual story. How did all this drama impact the team results?
Right, the team comp.
Yeah.
The winners of the April Stableford were the Bogey Boys.
Nice. Who was on their team?
That was Greenie Peter Green. His 43 points were massive, especially as he was their wildcard player, so his score got extra weighting. And Kyle Dean chipped in with a very useful 34 points.
So Greenie's individual heartbreak was softened by a team win.
Exactly. Their total was 77 points, and it was close.
Who was second?
Eight balls deep, just 2 points back on 75. That was Danny and his BGB with 39 points as their wildcard, and Stephen Brown with 36. Very tight finish.
Wow, yeah. Who else was up there?
We had a tie for third on 72 points. Eureka's, that's Terry Hare with 40, and John Ashen with 32. And Big Sticks, Suki Saran's 37 as wild card, plus Charlie French's 35.
Interesting how the individual performances we tracked really shaped those team standing.
Definitely. Then you had Shanks and Big Hook with 70, Swingers on 68, Two Bowler 63, and Regular Flex finished with 60 points. The wild card choices obviously made a big difference too.
And the prize money for individuals?
Terry Hare gets the top prize, £50 for first. Peter Green, £35 for that close second. Suki Saran, £20 for third. Danny Innes, £15 for fourth. And Stephen Brown, £10 for fifth.
Nice payouts. And the winning team.
The Bogey Boys. That's Peter Green, Kyle Dean, Greg Hammond, and Sam Ryan. Listed as a squad, they each get £5.
Great stuff.
So finally, let's look at the LIB standings after all that excitement. Swingers are still top, 18 points. They had that previous win.
Okay.
But now, Bogey Boys and Shanks and Big Hook are tied second on 16 points each. Both also have one win now.
Right. Closing in.
Big Sticks and Eurekas are right behind on 15 points. Then Two Ballers on 11, Bells Deep on 9, and Regular Flex on 8. I mean, it is so tight at the top.
It really is. That paints a picture of a super competitive LIB Tour season. The top five teams are separated by just 3 points. Every event from here on out is going to be absolutely crucial.
What a roller coaster indeed.
Yeah.
This April Stableford, just a perfect example of how fortunes can completely flip over 18 holes. You know, from Terry Hare's crazy start, Peter Green's steady hand, Suki's amazing finish. This deep dive really brought it all to life, I think.
It really did. Fantastic individual efforts, nail-biting team battle right to the end.
It just leaves you wondering, doesn't it? What twists are coming in the next LIB Tour event? Can Bogey Boys keep this momentum going? Will someone else step up?
Exactly. It sets the stage brilliantly for the rest of the season. It was fascinating to pull apart those key moments and see how it all unfolded.
Well, thanks for diving deep with us on this one. We hope breaking it down like this gave everyone a real sense of the day's drama.
Absolutely. Should be an exciting few months ahead in the LIB Tour.